A pregnant whale was found dead last week in Italy with nearly 50 pounds of plastic in her stomach. Joining us now is Vicky Croke, who covers animals for us. Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Jeremy.
And first, tell us more about this whale in Italy. It's so sad.
The pregnant sperm whale in Sardinia was found with all kinds of plastic in her stomach, plastic bags, plastic plates, and fishing line, among other things. Much more trash than actual food items like squid, and making it all even more sad, she was carrying a dead fetus.
And do we know exactly how she died?
Not yet. A necropsy is being done to determine the exact cause of death. But considering the pounds of plastic bags, plates, fishing net, and more twisted up in her belly, scientists say it's obvious trash was at least a factor.
And this is not the first time that we've heard about a whale death like this, even just in recent months.
No, there have been many other examples. Just last month, it was a dead whale in the Philippines with nearly 90 pounds of plastic ingested. The images from these cases are shocking. Often we see pictures of the stomach contents, a heap of plastic with very identifiable items.
And these are just whales that we're talking about right now, but I imagine that the plastic in the ocean is affecting all kinds of other animals, seabirds, turtles, fish.
Right, hundreds of species. And turtles, for instance, may consume plastic bags, which can make them sick or kill them. It may interfere with their ability to dive. They might become tightly entangled in ocean refuse and lose flippers. Carl Safina, the writer, scientist, naturalist, happens to be a friend of mine, who's the founder of the Safina Center, has described seeing an albatross coughing up a toothbrush while she was trying to feed her chick. And there have been photos of dead chicks whose little bodies were full of plastic trash, including jar lids and lighters. But in the horrible news about the tons of plastic refuse in the oceans today, whales are the headliners. They're big and beautiful. And when they ingest plastic and it's tallied, the totals are enormous.
And, of course, whales go into the deeper parts of the oceans, but we are also seeing plastic pollution in the shallower parts as well. Do researchers know how much plastic is out there?
Well, we have some estimates to go off of. A study reported in the journal Nature in 2015 is often cited. An estimated 8 million tons of plastic trash goes into the ocean every year, it's estimated. And some estimates say that 60% of seabird species have ingested plastic. And people even try to find out thresholds, like how many pieces of plastic a turtle can eat before health is affected.
So what are the ideas about trying to stop these animal deaths from happening? I mean, are we hearing about them more just because there's more reporting on them, or is it that they are actually happening more often?
Everyone says it's happening more often, but it's pretty sobering that we don't hear about a number of them. We can't even estimate how many of those are. But environmentalists, conservationists, they're looking for fast action, stepping up recycling, more biodegradable materials, less plastic, and for smart, widespread and innovative efforts at cleanup. We'll have to see what kind of support they can get for these efforts.
And Vicky, as somebody who cares for and loves animals so much, what do you do when it comes to plastic bags? Do you use plastic bags at the supermarket, or do you bring your own bags?
Bringing my own bags, trying as much as possible, as your previous guest was talking about, various ways we can use things again and again and get plastic as much out of our life.
That is Vicky Croke, who covers animals for us at Here and Now. Vicky, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.